The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
To China now, where the Taoiseach is continuing his state visit and where trade remains high on the agenda, but also international relations following Donald Trump's comments on doing whatever it takes to incorporate Greenland into the USA. Now, to get the latest on all of this, we're joined from China by our News Talk reporter, Emily Keegan. Good evening, Emily.
Good evening, Pat. How are you?
Now, if Venezuela dominated some of the press conferences yesterday, I presume Greenland was high on the agenda today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the first question put to him today when we got a chance to speak to him. And I think when we're talking about Greenland, it's kind of hard to talk about it without mentioning Venezuela in the same breath. Because, I mean, if we look at the action that the US forces took in Venezuela, and now he's threatening military action in Greenland when he wants to try and occupy that territory, they're quite similar in his approach to it. However, the Taoiseach did say that the two situations aren't comparable. And he again reiterated the fact that he believes Maduro was a repressive leader and that many Venezuelans are happy in the intervention. While it does create potential challenges and problems, he still has not outright condemned it. And he kind of approached Greenland today in a very similar vein. He wasn't too harsh on the comments that Donald Trump did make and the threats, realistically, that he's making towards Greenland and Denmark in general. He, again, didn't really condemn what Donald Trump said, but here is what he did have to say.
As I said before, you know, in terms of commentary that emanates, you know, sometimes we can't respond to every comment other than to say this, look, that Greenland is part of Denmark, and the European Union is rock solid behind Denmark in that regard. And I think common sense needs to prevail. US has always had a military base in Greenland, and I know that the Danish Prime Minister has been engaged with the White House. It's very clear that any issues around, that need to be resolved or need to be discussed, they're open for discussion in terms of the military base that's there. But in terms of the sovereignty and the territorial integrity, that's a matter of, you know, for the Kingdom of Denmark and the Greenlanders, the population in Greenland themselves.
So he's certainly going along with the line taken by other European leaders. Interesting, Emily, I'm not sure if you know this, but the colonization, if that's the word, of Greenland by Denmark began in 1721. So their presence there has been, it predates the formation of America, 1776, the Declaration of Independence. So they should actually cogitate on that a bit before they start strutting around and then, making these kind of militaristic overtures. Anyway, what else happened today?
Yeah, so today he's in Shanghai. So while he did have meetings with the Premier, the President and the Chairman of the National People's Congress while he was in Beijing, the focus in Shanghai has switched to business. And we can't, of course, talk about business without talking about trade. So trade is still a very huge focus for the entire visit. He met with Kerry Group on his visit to Shanghai today. And he also met with Trip.com, who are now partnering up with Tourism Ireland to try and boost tourism between the two countries. On the topic of trade alone, of course, this was the first time we had spoken to him since his meeting with Premier Li yesterday. And he did say that progress has been made on the issues of beef and dairy exports following the meeting. Now, he wouldn't elaborate on what that progress really was when we asked him to explain it. He said that both parties agreed that we need a framework to resolve the issues, but that they didn't get into specifics of how these issues would actually get resolved. So you can argue maybe much progress wasn't actually made and they might have just said, we'll talk about this again. Premier Li did say he doesn't want to see, or did indicate rather, that he doesn't want to see increased protectionism and wants more open trade. And he did cite EU restrictions as presumably mainly on the EVs. And of course, the Taoiseach would have raised then a ban on Irish beef and the tariffs on dairy as well there.
So that might be the quid pro quo. One of my texters already says, did Micheál Martin bring up the 40% tariffs on EU dairy products in response to the EU's move to place tariffs on Chinese electric cars? So we take the fall for the car producers like Germany and Spain and burn our farmers. And that is the kind of equation that's there.
Yeah, and again, like, I think he is very concerned about it. And without strictly saying that, you can kind of see it in how he is answering his questions that these tariffs are a big concern. Of course they are. He wants open trade for Ireland, especially with China. They're our biggest trading partner in Asia. So it's really important to try and resolve these issues. And as I was saying yesterday, China media is reporting that the government here is using this trip as a bridge to use Ireland as a bridge to the EU. So I think both parties really are hoping that through these negotiations and through these meetings, it can be used as a stepping stone to try and get around these tariffs and to try and tackle the issue further down the line.
Now, obviously looming across all of this back in Europe, while the Taoiseach is in China, Mercosur is back on the agenda and a decision may come this week.
Yeah, so the member states of the EU are voting on Friday about whether or not they will accept this deal. This has been a very controversial deal since they first tried to start getting it over the line 25 years ago. Ireland has consistently opposed the trade deal, but today the Taoiseach didn't rule out support on Friday. Here is what he did have to say when we spoke to him earlier.
I don't think we should dismiss what happened yesterday. If that's what I haven't seen the comments from the IFA or anybody, but I think it's important to welcome something that's positive in terms of income for farmers. But we need to build on that and go through the detail and see can we improve upon it further. The issue will be: will there be a blocking minority on Friday? The government will continue to engage with our partners in Europe on this, and we'll make a decision towards the end of the week. We have concerns with Mercosur, but a lot of progress has been made over the last 12 months. That has to be said. I mean, and there may be more by the end of the day or tomorrow in terms of some of the issues that have been discussed in and around Mercosur, because you know it's important that safeguards, if it was to go through, are put in place, and that work has continued.
Trying to interpret what all that means. I think he was kicking the ball firmly into touch. Maybe he feels out of touch being, you know, hours ahead of Europe and not really. I suppose a lot of things happen while he's asleep and he's got to catch up.
Absolutely.
Go on.
I was just going to say at the start of that clip, just to clarify for anyone who might be wondering, he was talking about announcements that were made yesterday. This is, of course, the EU Commission offering early access to €45 billion worth of CAP funding to try and get farmers over the line in agreement with this trade deal. So it will be interesting to see how that phase out. The IFA are criticising it already. And I suppose I know the agricultural minister is taking part in talks today. So the saga continues, I guess.
Now, did the press generally get access to Chinese officials to ask them questions too?
No, we didn't, unfortunately. The most access we got to them was to hear the opening remarks for meetings, and those were, of course, kept quite general and vague. They didn't want to give too much away. And even in speaking to our own Taoiseach afterwards, he was quite vague in a lot of his answers. So it's very hard to get concrete details out of what has happened at these meetings. And from my side of things, just looking at it, it seems like this is really the start of trying to build a stronger relationship, and that nothing really has been set in stone.
Now, after the Venezuela abduction by the United States of Maduro, the Chinese and indeed the Russians as well came out with pious statements, the Chinese particularly about respecting sovereignty and territorial boundaries and all of that. But of course, in the background is Taiwan. Did anyone mention Taiwan at any point to the Chinese?
We did ask, and the Taoiseach did say that he had brought up the issue as part of a broader human rights area that he wanted to discuss. He wouldn't elaborate on that any further on what exactly was said about Taiwan, but he has separately said that Ireland supports a one China policy. That's a phrase that's used quite vaguely by a lot of world leaders, which, I mean, define one China without Taiwan or with Taiwan. We don't really know what he means when he says that. He did say he raised it, but unfortunately, we just couldn't get any more information out of him on it.
Well, perhaps on his return, we might get a bit more. Emily, thank you very much for joining us. That's Emily Keegan, a News Talk reporter.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.